The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O, the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio. On today's special, we're going to speak about conception of death in Islam.
Every time I close my eyes, I see in front of me. I still can hear your voice calling out my name. And I remember all the stories you told me. I miss the time you were around. I miss the time you were around. But I'm so grateful for every moment I spent with you. I know life won't last forever.
Today, Friday, is the 24th of Jamadil Awal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Day, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 8th of January, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Ankabut, verses 57 to 58.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة
ملحقه الموت ثم الينا ترجعون.
Every soul will taste death, then to us will you be returned.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين.
And those who have believed and done righteous deeds, we will surely assign to them of paradise elevated chambers beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally. Excellent is the reward of the righteous workers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse announces that do not afraid of death when immigration is necessary, because death is the certain fate of everybody, but it is not an end. It seems that Allah states, "You will come to us, and we will bestow the reward of the death in the path of immigration on you, and we will chastise the oppressors who forced you to migrate, though reaching that reward and retribution prolongs."
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know when my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile.
Conception of death in Islam, we're talking about. The belief in life after death not only guarantees success in the hereafter, but also makes this world full of peace and happiness by making individuals most responsible and dutiful in their activities. Think of the people of Arabia before the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. Gambling, wine, plundering, and murdering were their main traits when they had no belief in life after death. But as soon as they accepted the belief in the one Allah and life after death, they became the most disciplined nation of the world. They gave up their vices, helped each other in hours of need, and settled all their disputes on the basis of justice and equality. Similarly, the denial of life after death has its consequences, not only in the hereafter, but also in this world. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to get prepared for receiving death. So we find that those people who are, who are no longer among us, they surely await doing good to them. For example, by reciting the Holy Quran and asking God to give them the rewards of, for example, Quran recitation. Another one is that the being attentive to our relatives and close friends and solving their problems will also make our life after death much easier and more pleasurable. Another one which helps a person, a pious person, to prove, I mean, to have a more pleasurable experience after death in his or her afterlife, is doing good to one's parents. We find that another one is relegating our attachment to this world. Pious people who have little attachments to this world, such as, for example, being very much considerate of having a very large, capacious house, or having other, other facilities, they are very much scared of receiving the death experience. In contrast, those people who are very much attentive to the fulfilling their religious duties, they are much more ready to experience death. And from this perspective, we find that the more religious and pious a person, it would be far easier for him or her to approach death and to be ready for being transferred from this world to the other world. Thank you.
Death, a beautiful gift for a believer, before time runs out. Man is on trial in this world. Here everyone is being tested. If one acts rightly, one will succeed in the trial of life. Neglect of the task that lies before one is tantamount to failure. Those who do not strive to succeed in the trial of life are doomed to failure, whether they like it or not. Man can be likened to an ice vendor in this respect, one whose ice is continually melting and who has to sell his merchandise before it all dissolved. If he delays in selling the ice, then he will have nothing left to sell. His capital and his profit will have vanished into thin air. This same principle applies to the life of man. Man is rapidly moving toward the sorry end. There is only one thing he can do to avoid disaster, and that is to put the time he has been allotted on earth to the best possible use.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst to stay. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong. That often lies, as I don't need anyone or anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How do we prepare for the journey of death? Presenting a gift to Allah Most High. Dear friend, complete faith in Allah includes belief in His attributes as they are elucidated in the Holy Quran without being combined with innovation, uncertainty, wavering, or doubt. One should believe that He, Allah, has perfect knowledge and absolute ability, that His will is always realized and effectual with no exceptions, and one should affirm with certainty whatever one can of His noble attributes. One should believe in regards to the last day that one will be recompensed in accordance to one's actions, rewarded for obedience to Allah and punished for disobedience. One should believe that the Messenger of Allah was truthful in everything that he taught. If one believes in this, even if one does not know his teachings in detail other than what is obligatory, it suffices for the servant. This is what it means to prepare for death, and Allah grants success to those who seek to ready themselves for the journey ahead.
So we are actually afraid of our own actions. If this hand helps the poor, helps the needy, departs from the wealth of the dunya, it touches the head of an orphan and writes a check, fi sabilillah, then this hand will be embraced by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. If those eyes glance at the Qur'an and seeking knowledge, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then it should not be afraid. If those feet walk every day to the masjid of Allah, pray salatul layl, walk between Mina and Muzdalifah in the days of Hajj, do the tawaf, walk towards the ziyarah of the infallible imams, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. However, if it's done other things, things that I know what I have done, no one needs to come and tell me, Jawad, you know what you've done? No one needs to do that. I know what I've done. I know all the sins I've accumulated. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimin. Allah forgives. Whenever you're ready, you go to Allah and you say, oh Allah, forgive me. And I would like to decorate my new home. Allah says, okay, come.
I think death is an interesting topic to discuss about, so inshallah we continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, fi amanallah.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and how about listening to a general advice from the model of magnanimity, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. When you gain power over your adversary, pardon him by way of thanks for being able to overpower him.
Thank you. Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. As we mentioned in some of our previous episodes, that in order for us to enter into paradise, we need to work, we need to do certain things. Trials and tribulations will come our way. Now, one of the things we need to understand, that trials and tribulations are not like, for example, severe loss of life or an earthquake. No. Every single individual will have certain trials and tribulations that are, you know, inshallah, we ask Allah this dua, that He gives us those trials and tribulations that we, within our ability, have the ability to endure and the ability to, you know, go through it, to pass through it, and to achieve what we need to achieve by it. So here the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentions two particular things, that these two particular things will definitely come face to face with certain trials and tribulations, especially in this world, and especially for the believers. And these are the two things that, as we will see in other traditions, hopefully inshallah, it will cause a person to fall from grace. These two things that are part of a human being, you know, are really dangerous if it's not controlled, if they are not safeguarded. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever safeguards for my sake. That is with the intention of doing it for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the intention of doing it for the sake of following the divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because obviously if you're following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Holy Prophet only came with the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Holy Prophet says, whoever safeguards for my sake what is between his beard, meaning his tongue, that the person controls his tongue. Watch how you speak. This is extremely important, that the tongue has so many different sins that it can do. One of the most vile things that a human being can have is also one of the most beautiful and most potent things in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Holy Prophet in this hadith says, safeguard your tongue. Inshallah, in future episodes, we will expand on this. And the Holy Prophet continues, and what is between your legs? Basically, your private parts. Protect your private parts. Do not do illicit things with it. Then the Holy Prophet continues and says that if a person is able to do this, that is, guard his tongue and guard his private parts from committing sin and doing illicit and illegitimate things, and does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does it for my sake, does it with sincerity and ikhlas, I will safeguard paradise for him. And I will make paradise ready for him. I will prepare it, that this person has protected and has done his duty for my sake, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, I will safeguard paradise for him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of these individuals who are able to safeguard these two things, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
I tell my friends that I think I am a better Christian now that I am a Muslim.
And everywhere my eyes fell, it was as if this Quran was directly talking.
Now you're becoming a Muslim. Yes. How did this affect your mom?
In my city, there is only one mosque, it's Shia.
And those who were guided to the right path in moments of realization.
كلمة تفرق سادة الأنام. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum. Hello and welcome to our program, Moments of Realization. This is a program where we have a little chat with those who have come to a point in their lives where they have decided they should take another path. And usually this is a path less traveled by. I am your host, Rashida Hanif, and our guest today is Mr. Musa Kadem Mustafa from Nigeria. And he is with us sharing his journey from Sunnism to Shiism. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salaam. Welcome.
Welcome to our program.
Yes.
You were with us before and you shared your story with us.
Yes.
And we came to the point where you decided to become a Shia.
Yes.
When you called your wife and you told her about the school of Shiism and so on, what was her reaction?
The reaction when I read the books, especially the hadith, Ghadir hadith, where Prophet said that Man kuntu maulahu faza aliyum maula. Who is leader? Yeah, is Aliyu is also his leader. So this hadith and those who report the hadith, almost from Sunni books.
Yes.
So this hadith is very due to its authentic, mm-hmm. my wife appreciated it, mm-hmm. and she understand. Mm-hmm. She asked me why, and then why does Ahlu Sunnah not reciting this kind of hadith? Mm-hmm. So, and it's also in their book. Mm-hmm. Why are they not reciting it for the people? This is not hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. See, so that is how it is. So I did some hadith for her about Nana Fatima, Sayyida Fatima, for her that she is the leader of women. And mm-hmm. so she agreed. Mm-hmm. And from that, after that was 1997,
okay.
I established Maulud Nana Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
I call everyone ulamas mm-hmm. to attend the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And also famous people in my town, like Emir, but mm-hmm. Emir sent someone to come
mm-hmm.
to this ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come, I talk about Zahra, about the families of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to the guidance from mm-hmm. Allah and good mm-hmm. protection, and what we call madad, I don't know what is called in English,
okay.
the madad, guidance from God, mm-hmm. from Imam.
Mm-hmm.
Many of my staffs
mm-hmm.
teaching in my school realize
at this particular gathering?
Yes, because we sit there from 9 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the night. By that time, I wrote one book,
mm-hmm.
it's a poem
mm-hmm.
in Arabic. I praise Ahl al-Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the book is, we call the book Ask a Salat.
Mm-hmm.
The first poem is, In had bina linazura ahl al-qurbati. You say, stand up, let's mm-hmm. go to visit the Prophet progeny. وكف المطية على ديار أحبتي كانوا الجياثة وودهم دين الفهاد وهم الأساس لديننا متثبتة. I say that they are the guidance of mankind,
mm-hmm.
and their love, their wilaya.
Mm-hmm.
is a deen, mm-hmm. religion of heart of every Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this, we have like 67 bites. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called by English. It's bite,
okay.
seen in Qasida.
Okay.
See, Qasida have have bait,
yes.
what they call bait. So it's just 66 bites there.
Mm-hmm.
So I published this poem.
It sounds very beautiful.
The public.
Yes.
They are the people even put the name, I call it Qasida to Ta'iya because it ends with Ta.
Okay.
In had bina linazura ala bayti Muhammadin wa kifil matiya ala diyari ahibbatin. Ahibbati is Ta. So I call it Al Qasida to Tahiyya fi Madahil Itrat al Nabawiyya. But they, because of there is Aska Salati Ilahina li Muhammadi. So they used to call it Aska Salat.
Okay.
So this article, this book, mm-hmm. this poem, it circulates anywhere
mm-hmm.
because our people love songs.
Yes.
Because as I'm reading the poem, it says, In had bina linazura ala Muhammadin wa kifil matiya ala diyari ahibbati kanul giyatha wa hubbuhu dinul fu'at وهم الأساس لديننا المتباجت إن كلا لي من ذا يشوقك في الورى لا أقول إني عاشق للإترة. So they love this song. So through this song, many people are now asking about Ahl al-Bayt. They used to come to me, who are Ahl al-Bayt. So they, even after this ceremony, they call me at one village called Lemu. They call me there to have a lecture about Ahl al-Bayt.
Okay.
So I go there. So this...
They're not... these people, they're all Ahl al-Tasannun.
Yes, they're Sunnis.
But they're not opposed to the Shias.
Yes, because of Tariqah. Because they used to say the chief of Tariqah, the sheikh of their Tariqah, Tijaniya, is one of the progeny of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he's one of the son of Fatima.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So you went to their village.
Yes.
And you were able to speak to them.
Yes.
What was the result?
Now, as of now, there is village called Badegi, Agaye, and also Lemu. I have many Shia there, Shia brothers and sisters. They are now trying to even establish one school at Badegi.
Okay.
And the school have a population of students, 200 students now. By the name of Zahara, Hawzatu Zahara, there. So that is how we started the...
Okay. Now, I know there's a story surrounding your name, because you are Musa Kadem.
Yes.
Mustafa.
Yes, really.
Okay. And Kadem is the name of one of the imams.
Yes.
How did you get this name?
Okay, this name, that one of my... as I told you earlier, my sheikh, Alhaji Sheikh Ahmad. So when we started to announce our Shia program, they used to come to him and abuse us in front of, and even there is one day that they even abused me in front of this Alhaji Sheikh. So they are always cursing people. There is especially those who are against the Shia program, you see. They used to curse me, they used to abuse me, they used to cause some bad problems for me. But in my side, I used to listen and to be calm, not to be harsh on them. So this, he say, when this man stand and abuse me in front of him, then I just do like this. So I don't, he started abusing me like 10 minutes.
Okay.
This foolish boy, you foolish guy, you are one of the students of Sheikh. But see how you become, you become Shia. This is a very, very bad thing. So I say, may God forgive you at the end of the discussion. So everyone put their mind that we confront him and abuse him too, what I don't do. So when we finish the lecture, the gathering, the Alhaji says that, you are not Musa now. You are now Musa Kazim. You are now Musa Kazim, because Kazim means the... So you are now Musa Kazim. From that day, they started calling me. Everywhere in Niger State now, I've been called Kazim, 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 Kazim. If they say Kazim, I'm the one calling Kazim. Yes,
okay.
This is how
that.
I got the name.
After you became a Shia and you are spreading Shiism in your neighborhood and writing such a beautiful poem and so on, what happened after that?
Okay, after that, see, I found one organization called Ahl al-Bayt Islamic Foundation. So this Ahl al-Bayt Islamic Foundation, I call famous people to be take part on the organization with me. So this organization, we manage to have sisters, those who will be, those who will take the work of tabligh
mm-hmm.
to the, our neighbor
mm-hmm.
Village.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 20 of them, mm-hmm. Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Some are very educated in Western education, because mm-hmm. there is one even have a degree certificate now.
Mm-hmm.
So in this organization, we used to even practice how to wash the dead
mm-hmm.
People, and we used to go to the makbara, it's a burial cemetery.
Yes.
We used to go there and make a clean the makbara mm-hmm. and the cemetery to organize it well. So in this kind of work, people really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of our weapons
mm-hmm.
that we use to call the Ahlul Sunnah to this to Ahlul Bayt Islamic School of Thought.
Mm-hmm.
So now my Ahlul Bayt Islam Foundation is now under Ahlul Bayt Rasul Azam mm-hmm. Foundation. It's because this Rasul Azam Foundation is a big foundation,
mm-hmm.
a big organization, which is in Kano State.
Okay. Now, when you found out about Shiism and so on, was it necessary for you to change? Couldn't you have just accepted the Shias as another school of thought, a legitimate school of thought,
mm-hmm.
your brothers and sisters in Islam?
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't that have been enough? Did you have to become a Shia?
To become a Shia, how again?
No, what I'm trying to find out is, was it not enough mm-hmm. just to know about Shiism and mm-hmm. just to accept them? Did you have to change?
Yes, I have to change, because there is many evidence
mm-hmm.
that I see that is very, it's a wajib for me
mm-hmm.
to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that when there is hujjah, there mm-hmm. is heavy, concrete hujjah that we must follow the path of Ahlul Bayt
mm-hmm.
by those kinds of this is saqalain, when our Prophet saying that inni tarikum fikum thaqalain ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadhillu ba'di abadan kitab Allah azza wa jalla wa itrati ahl bayti فإن الله لطيف القدير أخبرني أنهما لن يفترقا حتى يرد علي الحوض. That you should keep on, you should follow my progeny
mm-hmm.
and Kitabullah. You can't go extra. So, this I say that this wajib for me to change my mazhab.
Okay.
To this mazhab of Ahlul Bayt.
What do you see as the differences between Shias and Sunnis?
Okay, there is difference. The difference has, you see, the difference that in terms of imamah, leadership, these Ahlul Sunnah say that they are the one that select the caliphate
mm-hmm.
by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Shia say that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one
mm-hmm.
that select the khalifa, which is Ali and Ahlul Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the difference, this is mm-hmm. a root of difference between Ahlul Sunnah and Shia.
What do you see as the differences between Shias and Sunnis in your country as they practice their religion?
So since Ahlul Sunnahs are the majority,
mm-hmm.
you used to have their kind of calling to prayer, azan.
Yes.
To prayer, you have to, but Shias are not so,
mm-hmm.
you see, mm-hmm. minority now.
Yes.
So this is the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And Ahlul Sunnah have many schools.
Right.
School of memorizing Quran, mm-hmm. and also in offices of governments, mm-hmm. they are there. Mm-hmm.
Which Do the Shias have a presence in the government?
Not so, but there is some Shias, but it's not so as Ahl-Sunnah. Mm-hmm. So this is different. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And also Ahl-Sunnah have their court, mm-hmm. court of Malikiya. Okay. We shall have no court. Mm-hmm. So that's there is many difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What could Sunnis learn from Shias?
Okay. I can say this you see, Sunnis, they have to learn from Shias what we call peace-minded. Mm-hmm. Shias as time realize, Shias are peaceful-minded person. Mm-hmm. They are not using force. They are not using bad manners to their brothers in mm-hmm. Islam. But you see, Ahl-Sunnahs, you see, they have Talibans. Those are mm-hmm. killing people because mm-hmm. they are not in their part. Mm-hmm. So the youth is supposed to, for Ahl-Sunnah to learn from mm-hmm. Shias. And because of this, Shia managed to introduce how to form an Islamic Republic mm-hmm. in Iran because of their, and they have a good and strong leader mm-hmm. as Imam Khomeini, Quddus Sirruhu Sharif. Mm-hmm. So Ahl-Sunnah, if they follow this kind of part of peace part mm-hmm. and also love to they have love for their also brothers in Islam, mm-hmm. so I think they will come to realize that the part of Shia, there are many things to learn from them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. Welcome back. We are here with Mr. Musa Kadim Mustafa from Nigeria. You were telling us the things that Sunnis can learn from Shias. Now tell us what Shias can learn from Sunnis.
In my country, you see, Ahl-Sunnahs, as they used to marry then one wife, mm-hmm. they used to even take care of their family mm-hmm. as I know. Mm-hmm. So when I came down to Iran, mm-hmm. and even in Nigeria, they used to, Ahl-Sunnah used to remarry the divorcee. Mm-hmm. So, but when I came to Iran, I realized that there is no such of thing in Iran. Mm-hmm. So this thing in my country make the population of Sunnis high.
Okay.
You can find them anywhere.
Because they marry more than one wife.
Yes, okay. Yes. And also in terms of Quran, but now, alhamdulillah, in Iran there is many schools of memorizing Quran. Mm-hmm. You see, Ahl-Sunnah have this kind of habit of yes. memorizing Quran yes. than Shia. So it's supposed to, for the Shia to keep more effort mm-hmm. in this field yes. of memorizing Quran.
Okay.
This, and alhamdulillah, I came to realize here that Shia is struggling in this part.
Area.
Yes.
Okay. Now you are here in Iran. How mm. long have you been here?
Just 2 months.
Okay.
2 months.
And why did you come here?
I came to for just part-time program in Jamiatul Mustafa mm-hmm. for learning more about Ahlul Bayt.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you plan to do when you go back?
Okay, I have many plans now. I when I visit like a library of Ayatollah Marashi, mm-hmm. and also library of Shirin of Imam Ali Reza, mm-hmm. I put in my mind that if I go back to my country, I will try to establish a big library, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I will come down here to Iran here again, mm-hmm. inshallah, in 8 months, inshallah. I will buy many books to Nigeria and put it in my library, okay. because I have no library now to mm-hmm. my school, for
okay.
my school.
And what have been your activities in Nigeria?
I have many activities. You see, in terms of propagating Islam,
mm-hmm.
I used to go to radio mm-hmm. studios, there's local radio there, mm-hmm. and federal television and radio, which is called NTA,
okay.
and also FM radio, it's federal one. I used to go there and preach
mm-hmm.
in terms of ceremonies like a birthday of Zahara,
mm-hmm.
and also in terms of during the Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I used to go there and preach about Islam and mm-hmm. About Jesus. I talk about Isa, Jesus, because in our community we have Christians there,
mm-hmm.
so we preach who is Christ and what is Christianity is about and Islamic is about.
Mm-hmm.
They used to listen to it, and also there is some several times I used to go there. I preach who is Ahlul Bayt,
mm-hmm.
and also who are those Sahabas.
Mm-hmm.
I used to give them something about Sahaba,
mm-hmm.
and we are Sahaba, and we are really Sahaba of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their history, and also this kind of fiqh for Ahlul Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
I used to mix the fiqh, like fiqh of Sunni,
mm-hmm.
which is in school of Maliki and Shafi'i, mm-hmm. and also I used to combine them, like mm-hmm. this is the opinion or rai of
mm-hmm.
Maliki, and this for Shafi'i, and this for I used to what we call a fiqh al-muqarin,
mm-hmm.
join fiqh. So I used to talk about it, inshallah.
Okay.
This is one of my activities.
What are your hopes for your country?
Okay,
in the future?
Okay, my country, in terms of politics, or in terms of religion, in my country, religion, Nigeria is a religious country.
Mm-hmm.
In the part of Christians,
mm-hmm.
and the part of Muslims. So, since they are religious,
mm-hmm.
I hope that at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
They will have more progress
mm-hmm.
in life and also in peace. They will live in peace and also in the big economic programs. They will be improved, inshallah.
Okay. Mm. How does the world view Islam, in your opinion?
In my opinion, Islam, as I have been hearing
mm-hmm.
that like Europe now, mm-hmm. there are many men and women that have become Muslim
mm-hmm.
so because of the goodness of this religion
mm-hmm.
and also, but there is some difficulties
mm-hmm.
Which the Islamic is facing,
mm-hmm.
like terrorists, those
yes.
Al-Qaeda's, and you know, they are perishing. They used to cause some problems for Islamic,
mm-hmm.
but due to all these problems, Islamic still managed to
yes.
To stand with its foot and to to go ahead. Mm-hmm. So this idea of terrorism, but if we Muslims manage to introduce Islam to a Muslim, non-Muslims country, as it has been taught by Prophet Muhammad and the progeny of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, the future of Islam is very good.
Thank you very much.
Inshallah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best in your country,
inshallah,
in spreading Islam, and I hope that you will also continue to write more poems,
inshallah,
because that was a beautiful poem,
inshallah,
and you have a beautiful voice to recite,
inshallah,
it with, and I'm sure with that many people will become Muslim.
Yes, inshallah.
We have been talking to Mr. Musa Kadhim Mustafa from Nigeria, and he has been sharing his journey through Islam with us. He was a Sunni and he has become a Shia, and now he is studying, and inshallah he will go back to his country and spread the madhab of Shiism, and inshallah help to make that country a more prosperous one. Thank you for joining us, and join us again for our next program. Goodbye for now. محمد اللي هاديني نور الإيمان دين الإسلام ديني ولا غير ديني محمد
Quran Quest, yes please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, to everyone out there, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on chapter 19, Surah Maryam. We have with us Brother Habib, who as always is here to help us with our questions. Brother Habib, it's always very nice to have you here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And let's listen to a few verses of chapter Maryam, and we will be back for our questions. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا.
He was told, O زكريا, indeed, we give you good tidings of a boy whose name will be John. We have not assigned to any before this name.